You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The central government will seek to contain its already elevated gross market borrowing in the next fiscal at a lower level of gross domestic product than in FY23, as it intends to gradually reduce its elevated debt as well as interest burden, an official source told FE. The source said that a precise estimate of the borrowing through dated securities in absolute terms will be firmed up once the revenue and expenditure projections for FY24 are finalized. But as a percentage of GDP, it will be lower next fiscal than in FY23, that's the idea. The budget for FY24 will be presented on February 1, 2023. Given that the government aims to contain fiscal deficit at 4.5% of GDP, by FY26 from the targeted 6.4% in FY23, its borrowing requirement is unlikely to shoot up. Keeping the borrowing limit at a reasonable level by the center would ease pressure on bond yields and also prevent a crowding out of state governments as well as private firms in the bond market and help them raise funds at decent rates, especially in a rising interest rate scenario, according to analysts. In some more economy news, the center is likely to offer a large capex loan to the state governments in FY24 as well. The facility will be similar to the 50 years rupee 1 trillion soft loan extended to them in FY23 to help them bolster their capital expenditure, official sources said, adding that the loan size could be even higher this time around. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will discuss the contours of the loan with the state finance ministers during her customary pre-budget meeting with them on November 25th here, the sources added. The special capex support scheme for states began in budget FY21 with a Rs 12,000 crore facility in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. While the loan size was Rs 15,000 crore in FY22, it was enlarged to Rs 1 trillion in budget FY23. Meanwhile, corporate tax collections for financial year 23, while overshooting budget estimates, could be smaller than estimated, with the tax paid out seeing a drop in second quarter of financial year 23 so far. Corporate taxes from manufacturing and services companies have fallen by nearly 15% year-on-year so far in the second quarter of FY23 earnings season. For a sample of 1,699 companies, the taxes provided are Rs 52,575 crore compared with Rs 61,653 crore in second quarter of FY22. Banks, however, have seen a 67% year-on-year jump in tax expenses, with roughly Rs 20,400 crore having been paid by a group of 31 banks. Thanks to elevated input inflation, the profit before tax reported by manufacturing and non-bank services firms in the second quarter of FY23 has fallen by 20.5% year-on-year to Rs 1.94 trillion. Moving on, the government may not widen the coverage of the goods and services tax soon to more crypto activities, as the industry is struggling after it imposed a 30% income tax on crypto gains from the current fiscal year amid a global meltdown of such assets. Currently, an 18% GST is levied only on services provided by crypto exchanges, which currently accounts for the bulk of crypto-related activities in India. Besides exchange services, the crypto ecosystem involves various other activities, including mining, wallet services, payment processing, and the barter system. Crypto assets refer to the algorithm-based decentralized convertible virtual assets protected by cryptography. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs and the GST Council committees are seized of the issues such as what is the nature of the transaction, business, how they happen, which entities are involved, whether is it always consumer to consumer or business to consumer, is there a system of registration, and could there be onshore and offshore transactions. Also, it needs to clear whether certain transactions are goods or services. In the aviation sector, IndiGo is embarking on an aggressive international expansion plan while it continues its strong grip on the domestic turf. As of September 30th, the airline was operating 25 international routes. In a conference call with analysts after announcing the Q2 results, newly appointed IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers had said international operations in the quarter were up 20% sequentially, and expanding internationally would be one of the three pillars of growth going forward. Elbers said, I quoted, "We have strengthened our international network by introducing new flights and frequencies to international routes. We have signed a new codeshare agreement with Virgin Atlantic. This will allow us access to new markets from London's Heathrow Airport to India." Other partnerships the airline has entered include those with Qatar Air, Turkish and Air France KLM. Elbers did not reveal the new international destinations the airline is eyeing. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.